All right, there you go. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you, Sister Zaida. We will get started, inshallah. What I would like everybody to do is these two sentences. Okay, so I left them on the screen before I left. I was just praying a Fajr, sorry. These two sentences, how do you say, just to recap, the mubtada has to be what status? Marfu', correct? And the khabar has to be also marfu', especially when it's one word ism. Okay, or one ism. Okay, how do you say the man in Arabic? I say Lu, right? So I need a marfu, I said rajul. Okay, great. Please send this to me as a text, as a private message right now. Don't say it out. How do you say a teacher? This is something you can look up, right? So here's how you look it up. All right. You can look it up by saying, you know what? Almani.com. Almani.com. This is really Almaani, but Almani is how we're pronouncing it. And we need the dictionary. All right. Now, insert a word. This is in Arabic to English. Okay, so I put this here for you. All right. And here, I'll actually put it in the notes here as well. I don't believe you've done this before, but that's all right. Going to the wrong. Okay, there. Now, what am I looking for? I'm looking for teacher, right? So I search for teacher, and what do I get? What do I get? I have a whole bunch of options. Ustad, Muthaqqaf, I don't know how that works. Mudarris, Murabbi, Muallim, Muhadhib, Muaddib. Okay, all of this, right? And you're like, well, you're reading Tashkil, we can't read it. But the ones I think we're looking at is like a instructor, right? A school teacher instructor. Okay, so we take Muallim. Take the word Muallim, all right? And there is a whole bunch of like specific meanings. And if you want to verify if this indeed is the meaning or this is indeed how it's read, then what you do is the following, right? You open this one again, and this time you change it from Arabic to English, right? So you type the word here. So like I've opened another tab, right? And I type this in here right now, Muallim. And it will tell me Muallim, right? Now this is Arabic to English, the dictionary. Okay? Now the dictionary is Arabic to English. Let me actually send that link to you as well. This way you can verify that your word that you have picked is indeed the one that you're looking for. Are you with me, people? All right, now I have this. All right. And I have put the word Muallim in here. Muallim in here. I search it and boom, here's what I get. I look for Muallim, huh? Right there. Muallim with the tashkil, educator, person who teaches, a teacher, a lecturer, etc., etc. And yay, no, it's not the same thing as Solange. It is Arabic to English. The other one was English to Arabic. Was it the same one? MashaAllah. Arabic to English, English to Arabic. Oh, it's the same thing. Khalas, it does it by itself. Excellent. It will change by itself. Good for that's even easier. Okay. So you can kind of verify if you're the one you picked makes sense, right? Or if you don't know the tashkil, what goes here, what's in the lam, right? Then that's how you kind of verify And that is good, alhamdulillah, right? That allows us to get that. So now I want to say that the word for teacher is mu'allim. All right, so please tell me, how would I say the man is a teacher? You can type the answer, inshallah, as a private message. Some of you already done so, inshallah. Jazakallah khair. Excellent, mashallah. Ahsan, Sister Shamima. But I need the shkil, and Mu'allim, Sister Michelle, is indefinite. Indefinite as well, Sister Umariam, Sister Mahdiya. Are you guys with me? Yeah. It's indefinite. What's it going to have? But Mashfiq, yes, you got it right, Mashallah. Jazakallah khair. Ahsanta. Ah, so well done, Sister Michelle. Sister Ziyad, well done. Sister Mahdiya, well done. Sister Mariam, Tanween. Sister Froza, also Tanween. Uncle Ali, Tanween for the indefinite word. Ahsanta, Brother Nasir. Well done, Sister Zahida. Brother Dober, well done. Sister Froza, well done as well. But please write the answer, all of it, in one sentence, because your first part of the sentence is, I don't know where it is now, because there's so many messages between the two. All right? Perfect, Agali. Okay, so here's the thing. Many of you have already gotten this, mashallah, so this is great. Ar-ra-ju-lu, correct? Mu or mun? Mun, all right? Why mun? Indefinite, okay, but why tanween? Why not just leave it at mu? Okay, singular, a teacher, no al. Okay, but why does it mean khabar? Okay, very good. Okay, good khabar as well. It is not banned from tanween. There we go, Sister Ziyad. That's the answer. For it to be something like ooh, huh? Right? For it to be ooh and not un, it has to be banned from tanween. People, you with me? Yes. All right, excellent. Okay. Let us now add another sentence here. Okay, another simple sentence. Ready? This is, I want you to say it to me, inshallah. Or you can type it out in the chat. Okay, you can turn on your mic and say it in 1, 2, 3.
Muhammadan Mu'allimun.
Muhammadun
Mu'allimun.
Very good. Mu'allimun. Right. Should I have Muhammadun? Like, why? This is Muhammad is definite or indefinite?
Definite.
Definite.
What does it mean?
Arab. Not banned from tanween.
Not banned from tanween.
It's Arab name.
Okay. Name of, yeah, it's Arab name.
Sure, but then what, I want it to be definite though. How can I have tanween and it's definite?
Not banned from tanween.
That's correct. That's not banned from tanween. But How is it? I want it to be definite. It is the name of a person, Arab name, okay. Sure, that's fine, but I want it to be definite. Why not Al Muhammadu?
The proper name is definite.
Proper name is definite, right? Proper name is
definite.
That's the answer, right? Okay, very good. Proper name is definite. That's very good. All right, people. The men. How do you say the men? What's the plural for a rajul?
Rijal.
Rijal. Okay, I'll type the word first. Rijal. Okay, I'm gonna just put. I'll actually put the tanween there just to tell you that this is not banned from tanween. The word. Okay, rijalun is not banned from tanween. Okay, and I'll tell you the word muallim is a sound masculine plural. Okay, I'll give you that information. Rijal is a broken or non-broken?
Broken.
Human or non-human?
Human
plural, okay? When it's a broken human plural, I'll give you the answer because it's difficult that you can't guess it. I have to tell you or we look it up. Just to save time, I'll tell you, okay? But when it is sound masculine, I'm just going to tell you it's sound masculine and you figure it out, okay? So please send this to me as a private message, inshallah, because I want everybody to have some time. Jazakumullahu khairan. Thank you very much. Ahsanti, Sister Shabib, well done. Ahlan wa sahlan, Saira, welcome. MashaAllah. Very nice to have you. Sister Fazana, Ahsanti, well done. Sister Ija, Ahsanti, Sister Michelle, well done. I'm just going to highlight the sentence in English. All right, people. Where is the answer? Perfect. Sister Zahida, Sister Afroza. Sister, I need the plural, Sister Afroza, for teacher. Ziyad, Ahsanti, well done. Well done, Sister Mahdiya. Well done, Sister Maria. MashaAllah, Ahsantum. Yeah, perfect. I figured it would be that. Rijalu. Very good. Abel Musa, I need it. The man, definite. All right, so many of you have already gotten this, mashallah. 30 men is ar-rijalu, correct? I need the al. And then I need the sound masculine plural, and I need it to be marfu', right? Mu'allimuna. Correct? Mu'allimuna. Does that make sense, people? Very good. Ahsantum. Well done, everybody. The men are teachers in the school. How do you say the school? Okay, now here is the opportunity. I'm going to give you guys the... I'm going to give you the link again. I'm going to give you the link again, people. Please look it up. Some of you have already told me this is very good. Okay. What's the answer, people? You can say it out loud, or you can say, how do you say the school?
Al-Madrasa.
Very good. School. It's a whole bunch of like things. But the one we're looking for is this guy. Madrasa. Correct? All right. Very good. Okay. So now what's the answer, people? Ar-rijalu, the men.
Mu'allimuna.
Mu'allimuna. Right?
Al-Madrasa.
Min al-Madrasa.
Now, in, how do you say in?
Fi.
Fi.
In is fi, right? Min is from, correct?
Okay.
Yeah. How do you say the school?
Al-Madrasati.
Al-Madrasati. Sati, right? Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yay. Alhamdulillah. That's great, alhamdulillah. Jazakumullahu khairan. Fil madrasati. Okay. Ar-rijalu mu'allimuna fil madrasati. Let us look for a minute. And my mubtada here is what?
Ar-rijalu.
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 My khabar is?
Mu'allimun.
Mu'allimuna. And my related to khabar is what?
Fil
madrasati.
So I'm going to type it like this. No, it's going to be harf jar fi.
Fi.
Harf jar plus isim majrur. What's the isim majrur?
Madrasati.
You have to say both of them. If you say just one of them, it's not correct. It has to be both fi and al madrasati or fil madrasati, right? Isim majrur. Make sense?
Yes.
All right, alhamdulillah. I will copy paste this here. Tell me what changes in the analysis between the two sentences. The men are teachers versus the men are teachers in the school. In this one.
The second one has mutalliq bil khabar.
There's related to khabar, right? In this sentence, do I have related to khabar?
No.
Not in the first one,
the one that's highlighted, right?
No.
Okay, so what should I do here now?
Not applicable,
thank you, not applicable, right? So, ar-rijalu mu'allimuna, the men are teachers, not applicable. The men are teachers in the school, applicable, right there. Fil madrasati, did I make a mistake in typing? Madrasati, sorry, this should be madrasati. Yeah, typo there. Sister Froza, thank you for bringing that up. All right, that's great, mashallah. Jazakumullahu khairan. All right, I'll give you a parallel from this, from the Quran. Okay, now I'm not going to explain the ayah because the explanation of the ayah will take like a very long time. Okay, but I will actually share this with you because it is something that is very similar in its structure.
Okay.
All right. Ar-rijalu qawwamuna 'ala an-nisa. What's the mubtada, ya people?
Ar-rijalu.
Ar-rijalu. Okay, people, what is my khabar?
Qawwamuna.
Qawwamuna, right? What type of plural is qawwamuna?
Sound plural.
What type of sound plural? Sound?
Masculine, sound masculine plural.
Sound masculine, right? Okay. Is it marfu?
Yes.
All right, very good. Alhamdulillah. We get this guy here, qawwamuna. And then I have ala. What is ala?
Harf.
Harf
jar.
Harf jar. Okay, excellent. Thank you. Related to khabar is like extra information, right? So, ala is harf jar. Excellent. And what is the ism majrur?
Al-nisa'i.
An-nisa, right? An-nisa. E. What does an-nisa mean?
Women?
Women.
Women or?
The women.
The women, perfect. The women. So, majrur. Okay, translation of the sentence, ya jama'a. Qawwam means a protector.
Qawwamuna
means. Protector.
The men are protectors over
the women.
Mm.
Upon the women.
The men protected their women.
Perfect. Now, on the women, over the women, right? That's correct, alhamdulillah. Is qawwamuna a na'at?
No.
Why not?
It's a verb.
Not a verb. It's
not a verb. I mean,
yes, it is a na'at because a rijalu, no. Don't know.
Men.
They think about it and then type the answer, please. Okay? Please type the answer, Jazakumullah khairan. The question is it a na'at? All right? So marfu' and marfu'. So actually the status is matching. Needs to match in the four properties. Excellent. So which one doesn't match? Definite and definite type, right? Is this marfu'? Yes. Is this marfu'? Yes. Ar-rijal masculine. Plural. Masculine and plural. Qawwamun. But what doesn't match the type? Al-definite. Qawwamuna. Indefinite. Correct? Is that clear, inshallah? Excellent question, Sister Aisha. Okay, I'll actually write this here. Is qawwamuna a na'at? And the answer is no, it is not. Okay, now I'm going to give you, this makes me think of something that is interesting. Okay. Type does not match. Okay. I didn't plan for this, but let's do it, shall we? Okay. I'm going to make this into a... This is a sentence I want you to make for me. Okay? The teaching men. And I want you, again, this the meaning is not 100% like perfect, but I want you to attempt this. How would I say the teaching men are in the school? All right. I'll give you a moment to figure that out. Private message, please. What I'm trying to do here is I'm going to try to make this a knot. Are you with me, people? I'm going to try to make teachers into a knot. Actually, you know what? Let me change the sentence. MashaAllah, Sister Shamima got it right. But I'm going to change it just slightly to make it a bit more interesting or a bit more precise. Okay. The Muslim men are teachers in the school. Okay, let's try that, shall we? The teachers, the men are in the school. The men are teachers in the school. الرجالُ مُعَلِّمُونَ فِي الْمَدْرَسَةِ. Okay, now I want you to say the Muslim men are teachers in the school. Sorry about that. MashaAllah, Sister Shamim Ahsanti, you got it right. Think about it. Yes, two words. I need two words for the Muslim and men, right? That's why this will be different than the men. Right? Ahsanti, Sister Nadia, well done. I'm going to try again. Here's a hint. Here's how you will say it. The men, the Muslim teachers in the school. That's how you're saying it. Here's your hint. Sister Ramziad, the man'ut comes before the na'at. Ar-rijalu come before. MashaAllah. Sister Shamim Ahsanti. Well done, Sister Michelle. Very nice, MashaAllah. Mother Dober Ahsanta. Plural for Muslim. The men, the Muslims. Ahsantum. But Mushfiq, the Muslim plural. The other way, with Musa, Rijal first. Rijal. Abu Nasser, I needed the Muslims. And then I need teachers as well. Ahsanta, ya brother Dover, well done. Sister Umm Maryam, I need the Muslims to be definite. Huh? Almost right, Sister Aisha Arjalu, not Lun. Suzaida, it has to be the. This is a good guess, Sister Syrah. Arjalun, no, Arjalu. All right, mashallah. There's a lot of, this is a tricky one. But let's try to get this. Arija, I start with the men, okay? I start with the men first. Not the Muslim, I start with the men. Now, what's the plural for Muslims? Muslimuna, right? Arjalu al-Muslimuna. Now, do they have to be both, do I have to have al here?
Yes.
Yes or no? Yes. Because of what reason?
Not.
Man'ut not. Thank you. Right? Man'ut and not. So it has to match. Okay? If I was to not have that, if I was to like not have an al here, what would this become?
The Muslim teachers.
Indefinite, and the meaning would be ar-rijalu are Muslims, right? What would it become? It will become the
men are Muslims.
No, what would it become? Indefinite. What part of Jumla Ismiya will it become?
Khabar.
It will become khabar, right? Muslimuna will become khabar. So this, I can't have that, right? That's not what I'm looking for. Correct? That's not what I'm looking for. What I'm looking for is the men, the Muslim men. People, are you with me? The Muslim men. So I will say ar-rijalu, ar-rijalu al-muslimuna. Right? Ar-rijalu al-muslimuna. Now I need teachers. Muallimuna, right? Fi al-madrasati. Correct? People, where are you? Does that make sense? Alhamdulillah, right? It's a tricky one, but mashallah, you guys got it and you did really well with it, mashallah. This is why, this is how man'ud na'at works, right? All the properties have to match. And in the case of when you have definite followed by indefinite, that's when you have your mubtada and khabar. All right? Okay, let's proceed. Let's go to the next sentence, which is the woman is, thank you, Sunadia. I forgot about that. Let's do the analysis of this. What's the mubtada?
Hello.
Ar-rijalu. First Muslim, first marfu ism. Okay. What's my, is ar-rijalu related to some another word in another way? It is. Yes. It is the man'ud. Right, and what is the na'at?
Mu'allimun.
Al-Muslimuna is the na'at.
Yeah.
Correct?
Isn't the M before the N?
Correct, man'ut, M before the N. But Al-Muslimuna, that is your na'at. For ar-rijal. Alright, now what is my khabar?
Muallimuna.
Muallimuna.
I have a little bit confused here.
Muallimuna.
The ar-rijal is also a mubtada.
Yes.
At the same time it is man'ud.
Yes.
Okay. I need that to understand.
Okay. Let us open the book here. Where is the book? All right. Okay, people, look at this. A word that is mubtada comes before the invisible is. It's always marfu. Almost always is definite, right? Ar-rijalu. Correct? Think of ar-rijalu.
Yeah.
Can also be mudaf or man'ut. Okay? It can also be a what? Right, because you can describe it. You could be describing it and saying something about it while it is mubtada. How many words is a mubtada, by the way?
One
word is mubtada. Perfect. So if there is something more that is related to that word, like a mudaf, right? Or like a it's a man'ud. That is something that is still a information or a descriptor of the mubtada. You see, people, this case, I want it to be the Muslim men, right? Ar-rijalu al-muslimuna. So I needed to add that before I say what are they? Are teachers. They are praying. They are, you know, sleeping. Whatever else it is that I want to say about them, the information that I want to give you about them comes as khabar. But maybe there is a qualifier. They are Muslims. Ar-rijal al-fasiqun, right? The sinning men or something, okay? Ar-rijal al-kanadiyun, the Canadian men, for example. Whatever else I want to say about them, that's a qualifier, that's a not.
Okay.
Make sense?
Yep.
All right, perfect. Let's try the next one, inshallah. The woman is a teacher. Okay. How do I say a woman?
Nisa.
That will be the plural, right? So that's a good guess. Woman, let's look it up. Shall we?
Yeah.
We did this. Very good, Sister Froza. Well done. I mentioned this to you before. It's in the book. But that is okay. Okay, so here our dictionary didn't really help us that much. Imra'a. Let's take the word imra'a and put this. This is one of those cases, unfortunately, our dictionary did not help us. But in those cases, I will help you. The word mar'a. Okay, and I'm going to leave the... I'll put the tashkil because the tashkil is important. Mar'atun. And women would be? Yes? This is from the name of a surah.
Nisa.
Nisa.
Un.
Okay. Okay, people. Now, I want you to please say, the woman is a teacher. Match the gender. MashaAllah, well done. MashaAllah, so far so good. Yes, MashaAllah. Perfect. I'm glad that the... Sister Froza, I need it to be khabar. So, no al, right? It has to be definite followed by indefinite. But Musa, I need the woman to be definite. Very nice, mashallah. Everybody so far has given the correct answer, alhamdulillah. So I will now type this because the answers are coming in at a high rate that are correct. Al-mar'atu mu'allimatun. Al-mar'atu Mu'allimatun. Why not al-mar'atun? Why not al-mar'atun? It's definite, the al, thank you, right? Perfect. The definite al, sorry, cannot have tanween. Oh, very good. Well done. Al-mar'atu mu'allimatun. Okay? The thing to notice here is my mubtada is... al-mar'atu. Correct? My khabar is mu'allimatun. Right? And then I have related to khabar, right? I'll just write related to khabar, no problem. Is not applicable. It's not there. Right, people? Okay. Let's add a related to khabar. Okay? Let's add related to khabar. I'd say the teacher, the woman is a teacher in a school. Think about this one. I'm changing it up a little bit just to give you something spicy, inshallah. Say the answer to me if you're ready, or type it if you're ready. Oh, excellent, Sir Shamim. But I just changed this guy a little bit here. In a school. Just a little bit. Ah, Ahsanti, Sir Nadia. Well done. Sir Umziad, well done. But if I have no al, well done. But the Mushrik, Ahsanta. Well done. Sister Froza, if it is no al in school, well, then what's going to be? Ahsanti, Sister Maryam, well done. It's a school, not the school. Brother Musa. Okay, very good. I like it, mashallah. You guys are doing awesome. This is al-mar'atu mu'allimatun, excuse me, fi madrasatin. You with me? Fi madrasa. I removed the al there in a school. So when I remove the al, what returns? The tanween returns. Perfect. Well done. Jazakumullahu khairan. Okay, now help me out. You can say this out loud. You don't have to type this. Or you can say this quickly. What is my mubtada?
Al-mar'atu
is my mubtada, right?
Yeah.
Okay. What is my khabar?
Mu'allimatun.
Let me fix the screen here a little bit. Perfect. Right? Okay. Excellent. What is my related to khabar?
Fi madrasatin.
Not madrasatin.
Fil madrasatin.
Fi madrasatin.
Fi madrasatin. Perfect, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well done, mashallah. That's great. Fi madrasatin. Okay, now I want you to tell me, how can I say the woman is in a school? Okay. Attempt that one, please. What's the answer, yeah, people? Ah, perfect. Mashallah. Well done, Sister Aisha, Sister Maryam. But no Al, huh? Sister Maryam, fi madrasat. Excellent, excellent. By the much ahsant. All right. So what is the answer? Al, the woman, al mar, tu, fi what?
Madrasatin.
Fi madrasatin.
We mean a lesson. We'll call you back.
Okay. So people, what's my mubtada here?
Al-mar'atu.
Al-imra'at.
My mubtada is?
Al-imra'atu.
Al-mar'atu. We're using that word. Huh? Al-mar'atu. Al-mar'atu. Correct?
Yes.
What's my khabar?
Not there.
Not applicable. Correct?
Yes.
Okay. What's my related to khabar?
Fi madrasatin.
Fi madrasatin.
Ism and ism majrur combo.
Perfect. Harf jar ism majrur combo, which is fi madrasatin. Right? Let me zoom out a little bit just to show you the contrast here between the two sentences. Right here, as you notice, what changed between the sentences is the following. I have removed the khabar, right? I removed the khabar. But I still have a related to khabar. So I can have that. As long as one of these two is there, one of the related to khabar or khabar is there, we're okay. Right? As long as one of these two is there, we're fine. Inshallah, it will be not a problem for us because it comes after the invisible is. The woman is a teacher in the school. The woman is in a school, right? So either way, it's coming after is, right? As long as there's something after is, we are fine. Is that part okay, people?
Yes.
Excellent. Jazakumullah khair. Now, this is all practice of Jumla Ismiya. We're going to add some complex stuff now. Okay, ready? Tall in Arabic?
In idiom? Awil. Awilun.
Tawilun. Okay. How do I say for the masculine, this is tawilun, correct? Or is it feminine?
Masculine.
This is masculine. How would I say for feminine? Take a guess, people.
Tawilatun.
You with me? Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. Here's what I want to say. The tall woman is a teacher in a school.
Nap, heading a nap.
Perfect. All right. Please type this as a private message. Jazakumullah khairan. Here's your hint. You have to write the woman in the hall. Ahsanti, Sister Madim. Well done. Perfect, Sister Nadia. Sister Shamim, well done, mashallah. Abba, I need Al. For tall. Perfect, Sister Michelle. Sister Michelle. Sister Froza, I need, it's Al, there's no Tanween. Ahsanti, Sister Umziyad, well done. Very cool, Sister Saira. Tawila should be Marfu'a. Ahsanta Bada Mushfiq. The Dober also Ahsant. Ahsanta Ya Bada Musa. Well done, mashallah. All right, let's take a look at this. I start with the woman, the tall. Al-Mar, the woman, Al-Mar, to the tall, At-Tawila, to, right? Again, and we're matching the gender and the status and the number and the type, all the properties, because it is Manurat and Naat. Then I have Mu'allimatun. Mu'allimatun. في مدرسة ثن. And that's it. Alhamdulillah. It's a really good sentence that you have made there. The مبتدا. You can turn on your mic if you want to do this, please. المرأة is my مبتدا. What else is it?
منعوت.
منعوت. Perfect. Thank you very much. And At-Tawilatu, what else is it? Oh, sorry, what is At-Tawilatu?
Naat.
At-Tawilatu is the Naat. Very good. At-Tawilatu is the Naat. Okay, then I have my khabar. What's my khabar?
Mu'allimatun.
Mu'allimatun. And then I have my, do I have related to khabar?
Yes. Yes. Half chair combo.
Yes. All right. Do you want to end with a bang?
Yes.
Like, I don't know about that. Okay. Here is an interesting sentence. Okay. How would I say? How would I say? She wrote. So the fa'il. Let's start with he wrote. He wrote. Anybody know how to say that?
Kataba?
Yes.
Oh.
No.
Kataba, right? Ahsant. Mashallah. Well done. How would I say she wrote?
Katabat.
Do you guys remember this?
Yep.
Yay. Alhamdulillah. If you forgot this, I would start crying right now. Katabat. Very good. Okay. All right. You ready? Here's what I want you to say. The woman... She wrote. All right. What do you think? How would you say that?
Al-mar'atu.
Katabat.
Al-mar'atu. Atu.
Iya katabat.
No, katabat.
You have to say here, Sister Shamim?
No.
You don't need to, right? Because?
Katabat.
If you want to say the woman wrote, it would be al-mar'atu katabat. But the woman, she wrote.
Ah. I put this there purposely. I explained this to you on Monday, inshallah, right? But this is the correct answer. right? Why did I include a she here?
Emphasis.
Emphasis, or that's correct. But what's the pronoun for katabat?
Hidden pronoun she.
Hidden pronoun she, right? So that's still there, right? Al-mar'atu katabat. How would I say the man, oops. The man, he wrote.
Ar-rajulu kataba.
Ar-rajulu
kataba.
Kataba. Mashallah, you guys are doing awesome in this. The man, he wrote. If I was to do my mubtada khabar thing here, right? Right?
Yeah.
I'll do this maybe in like a little table. Okay? Here, my mubtada. Oh, yeah. Maybe I need one more column. Mubtada. And I need khabar. Okay? Now, for this first sentence, my mubtada is al-mar'atu. Mm-hmm. Correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Sorry about that, people. This, I am going to do something quickly to it. Fit window. And then JLCC. Yes, alhamdulillah. Okay. Mubtada is al-mar'atu.
Yes.
Khabar is katabat.
No, there's no is.
Ah, there's no is. What is happening here? Can someone explain to me? What type of khabar is this?
Muta'alik?
Mm-mm.
No.
This one we didn't do yet. So that's why I said we'll end with a bang.
Yeah,
we didn't do this one. Look at this. A khabar can either be one ism, one word, right? We know that. Khabar is one word.
Yeah.
Or a sentence. Is this a sentence? Kataba, is it a sentence?
Yes, it is.
It's a full sentence. It has a fi'l and a fa'il. Is katabat a sentence?
Yes.
It's a fi'l and a fa'il, right? Oh, boy. So here, this is a khabar where the sentence is the khabar.
Oh, sentence within a sentence.
Sentence within a sentence. That's what we'll do on Monday, inshallah. Okay?
Tricky.
But I'm really glad that you were able to spot this. Katabat for al-mar'a. Kataba for the man. MashaAllah. Amazing. Great job. Well done, everybody. Barakallahu feekum. Was that... I hope that wasn't too hard.
Very...
Alhamdulillah. Barakallahu feekum. Inshallah, I'll see you all on Monday. Inshallah. Good practice. Alhamdulillah. I hope you feel more confident about Jumla Ismiya now. Alhamdulillah. Inshallah, I'll see you all later. Barakallahu feekum. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Sister Sarah, you have questions? You
can ask. Take care. Keep safe, everybody.
Yes, please keep safe. Barakallahu feekum. Sister Sarah, I'll answer your questions. You can type them, inshallah, as we are waiting.
And will you update the textbook, please, Imam?
The textbook for the Jumla?
Yes, please.
Oh, it's already there for the Jumla.
Okay.
Oh, end of term. Yes, end of term, as we mentioned in the syllabus, is the last classes of the 30th. Okay, so we only have like 3 more classes and 1 tutorial left. That is what question number 1, Sarah. Homework is all on the tutorial. I'm sorry, on the portal. There is, if I go to Steps to Arabic, the site. Oh, what happened? Okay. Yes, part 3 is there. That's for the next session, inshallah. If I was to log in. Oh my God. So, all right. So there's actually quizzes here. That's homework, right? If you click on quizzes, this is actually homework that you can do. All of these are, you see, past tense conjugation, present tense conjugation, fi'l, mabni, mu'arab, And there's one more Sister Solange will add here, inshallah ta'ala. And then a few more quizzes are coming up. There's a project. Sorry, hold on. One more question. How do you catch up? Sorry. The way to catch up is what you're doing, inshallah, Sarah. Come to the tutorial. Try to keep up and keep watching the recordings. As you finish watching it, do the quiz. The quiz will grade itself and send you the answers. Okay? Project, Sister Umariam, we're going to not do a project. I'll talk about all this again on Monday when everybody's there, inshallah. But just right now, since you asked, project is going to be like a online, similar to this, like a assessment, because that will be a little easier to grade, inshallah. Okay? Barakallahu feekum. Jazakumullahu khairan. I'll see you all. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.